All right, Tony Watson joins us. So, Tony, left-hander, formerly with the Dodgers in the World Series, the Pirates. You are now a Giant. How do you like being here so far?
It's been great. It's been great. It's cold so far. It's these mornings have been a little frosty, but it's a great. I'm really excited to be a part of this group. I've always loved playing at AT&T, and always loved the city of San Francisco. And I'm watching from the other side. The fans are always into it, and the atmosphere is great. So to be able to call myself a Giant, my family and I are really excited. So we'll be down here for about another month, and then get up there and get this thing going.
Well, that's terrific. Tell me a little bit about yourself, growing up. Your sports and background as a kid and all that.
Yeah, sure. I grew up in a small town in Iowa, Dallas Center, Iowa. It's about 20 minutes outside of Des Moines. I was involved in everything. Played football, basketball, baseball. My dad was a coach, so it was just kind of born in me. And went on to the University of Nebraska, played baseball there. Got drafted by the Pirates in 2007. Spent 10 plus years in their organization. Got moved to the Dodgers last year at the deadline, and here I am, signed as a free agent with the San Francisco Giants. So in about 6 months, I've gone from being a Dodger to a Giant. So it's I'm going to be on both sides of this rivalry, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you got a good look at it. I mean, first of all, you've seen the Giants over the years, but Dodgers-Giants, even though the Giants were awful last year, you had to have a feel for it.
Absolutely. As a baseball fan, I'm a baseball fan. It's just my profession, but I love baseball. And, just watching these rivalries over the years, it's, as a Pirate, I was always asking guys that came from these organizations, got the chance to play with a lot of them that came from the Giants and and the Dodgers. And, they talk about those games, and got a little taste of it last year at the end in August and September. But, I'm excited to be being the home dugout at AT&T and being that Giants cream for sure.
Tony Watson with us. A pleasure to spend a few minutes with him. What took so long over the winter? Well, what happened? I mean, you're a top pitcher.
Yeah, that's the question everybody's asking. But, patience paid off, and I landed in a great spot. Couldn't be more happy with where I landed and how it ended up. So, it took a little bit longer, but I didn't get home until the first week in November. So I needed a couple extra weeks with the family. That's never going to hurt. And so I had a short off season anyway. So for me, it wasn't really long. For other guys, it was a little bit longer. There's still some guys out there that need jobs, that deserve jobs, that shouldn't be out there. So, hopefully everything falls into place soon.
Okay, no, good answer. What was it like being in the World Series against the Astros, the relief pitcher World Series?
Yeah, it was the relief pitcher World Series, that's for sure. It's kind of the way the game was going, and it was a relief pitcher World Series until Game 7, and then everybody just emptied their starters out of the bullpen. But it was a lot of fun. Obviously, we came up short, which is pretty disappointing. But to be in those games, Giants fans, Giants players know well what those games are like, and the drama, and how each pitch is so important. And to be a part of that and to experience that's what you dream of. You dream of playing in the major leagues, and then to get the opportunity to play in a World Series is something special. And now the next step's winning one and putting a ring on the finger. So hopefully we can do that here. We got the experience here to do it. The core has been here, knows how to do it, and so hopefully that happens.
Whenever I think of the University of Nebraska, I think of Darren Erstedt. I don't know, Darren Erstedt, that's the University of Nebraska baseball.
Yeah, Darren's the head coach now at the University of Nebraska. Obviously a tremendous player, had a great major league career, well respected throughout the game. You talk to guys, like you just said, they find out that I'm from the University of Nebraska, and Darren Erstedt gets brought up in about the first 2 or 3 minutes. So obviously he's well respected, had a great career, and he's doing great things. They won the Big Ten last year, so they're actually bringing their team out here this weekend, so it'll be try to get over there and catch up with them.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's quite a punter. He and I talked quite a bit about punting when he first got into the big leagues. He's a hell of a punter.
Yeah, that's something that a lot of people don't know about him. He's a national champion for the Nebraska football team, and a great punter. And tremendous human being, too. I've heard nothing but great things about him. So he's obviously leading the program in the right direction.
One last thought. Mark Melanson, you know, this is a huge thing for him having you here, and he recruited you, so to speak. A little bit about your relationship with Mark.
Yeah, so Mark and I, obviously in Pittsburgh, played together for 3.5 years and got to know each other. Families got to know each other. Same age, played against him in college. He went to Arizona. I was at Nebraska, so we crossed paths a little bit there. But, yeah, got to know him. Great. He's obviously a great pitcher, very talented. And we had some good teams, some good runs there in Pittsburgh. So we've kept in touch. And just, you know, I was in L.A. last year at the end. He was in San Francisco. We'd always just talk and talk about what was going on. And then, you know, he doesn't live too far in Florida in the off season from where I'm at. So he's just curious what was going on. And, yeah, it just happened to work out, and we landed in the same spot again. So now we're sharing lockers, and hopefully we'll be bridging the gap to Mark. There's going to be a handful of us that are going to be a part of that bridge from the starters to Mark. And, you know, that's I've been a part of that recipe before, and it worked very well over in Pittsburgh. So hopefully we can get, you know, as many wins as we can here with that recipe.
Oh, beautiful. Nice to have you on. I appreciate it. We have more to talk about, the way the game is going and how relievers are used, and we'll catch up more. But I appreciate you being on, Tony Watson. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Very good. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.